Shavuos Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey 2-5, the last of the Perek and the last on the topic of Yediyas HaTumah. You'll recall that we said from the beginning that Yediyas HaTumah are two that are really four, meaning that for one to be liable for a Korban Olah V'Yorah, the variable sin offering, he has to know he was Tameh and then have a lapse, forgetting he was Tameh, and then either one, eat kachim, or two, go to the mikdash. And then we said there are really four, because we said instead of forgetting his tummy, he could remember he was tummy, but either, you know, I'll call it 1A, forget where he was in the mikdash, or 1B, forget he was eating kachim, and then convey tuma there, and then of course realize what happened. In those four scenarios, he would have to bring an olah v'yored if he did it b'shogeg inadvertently. Now, that is, in fact, the shita of Rabbi Yishmael, who is the third of three shitas in our Mishnah. But there are actually two other shitas that Mishnah will bring here that say, actually, it's not really two that are four. It's really two that are just two. And actually, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's even more specific case than that. It's really reduced the scope of liability for Olah V'Yored. Let me say the shitas outside first, because I think it's not so easy to see in the words necessarily. Rabbi Eliezer, the first of the Rishitas, holds that you're only liable if you forgot you were Tamei, not if you forgot where you were or what you were eating. In addition, his Shita is, based on a psukim, that even if you knew you were Tamei and then forgot, you had to know specifically how you became Tamei, from what avatuma. Was it a sheretz, a dead, one of the eight animals listed in the Shemona Sheratzim, rats, mice, and the like? Or were you tummy from a nevela, just the carcass of a dead, larger terrestrial animal? If you don't know specifically how you became tummy, then that's not good enough. So when you to be liable for an olah v'yored, that's the Rabbi Eliezer shita. Just two, just forgetting your tummy, and you had to know ahead of time what kind of tumah you had. Then you have Rabbi Akiva shita. Rabbi Akiva shita is there's just two, not two that are four, meaning again, you need to forget your tummy. It's not good enough to just forget where you were or what you were eating, but it doesn't require you to know what kind of tumah you got at the time. Then the third sheet is Rabbi Yishmael, who holds it's two that are four, meaning if you forget your tummy, or if you forgot, you remembered your tummy, but you forgot where you were or what you're eating, also you could be liable to an olah v'yored. So let's see those three inside here. First is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheretz v'ne'ela mimenu. Now that's kind of a quote, a paraphrase from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Beis, which is the operative Pasuk, which says the obligation to bring the Olah V'Yored in this situation. So it specifies Sheretz. So in the context, if you read the whole Pasuk, so the Pasuk says, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tamei, a person who should be exposed to any sort of tumah by contact with it, and then that should be enough because it's anything that conveys tumah by direct contact. But then it says, O nivlas chaya tameya, O benivlas behema tameya, O benivlas sheretz tameya. So it starts listing. Maybe it's a nevela, maybe it's a sheretz. So why does it do that? And then v'ne'la mimenu v'hu tameya v'ashem. And then he turns out that he knows that he was a tameya after forgetting. The ne'elam's he forgot. So the point is, why did it mention sheretz specifically in contrast to nevela? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Hasheretz v'ne'la mimenu, Al-he'elam sheretz chayev. You have to have forgot that you were tamei directly from specifically a sheretz as opposed to nevel, you know, to which specific type of tumah. And in addition, ve'enu chayev al-he'elam mikdash. If you never forgot your tamei, you just forgot where you were in the base of mikdash or what you were eating kachim, that wouldn't obligate you to bring an olah v'yored, because the pasuk doesn't say that. It doesn't have a limud. Then you have Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, v'ne'ela memenu v'hu tamei. Rabbi Akiva says, again, kind of quoting, that it's if you forgot that you were tamei. So he doesn't see, Rabbi Akiva doesn't see that the extra reference to the sheretz is specific to teach you that you have to know it was specifically a sheretz. He understands the extra message of sheretz is coming, it's not available for a drasha. It's needed, and therefore, he doesn't have that. But he does say, Al he'elam tuma chayev. He says, yeah, if you forgot your tamei, that's when you'll bring the olah v'yored, but eino chayev al he'elam mikdash. If what you forgot was where you were, or for the matter what you're eating, that wouldn't obligate you to bring a olah v'yored, meaning he holds the two are not four, two are just two. But the third sheet is Rabbi Yishmael, who we know and love. We've had him to now. This is the Halacha Lamaisa, which is Rabbi Yishmael Omer. The pasuk says, "O benivlas sheretz tame v'ne'elam mimenu." That's the same pasuk I read before, pasuk base. And then the next pasuk in pasuk gimel, it also says, "O chiyiga batumas adam." If a person is exposed to, like, I'll call it a human source tuma, and then v'ne'elam mimenu, again mention ne'elam for a second time. So why does it say the word ne'elam twice? Because there are two kinds of alamos, two that are four, if you will. Shtei pamim, it says it two times. L'chayev al he'elam tuma. And also, Valhela Mikdash, you're on the hook if either A, you forgot you were tame and then you ate Kadshim or went to the base of Mikdash. Those are the first two from the Torah. But there's also two more, which is you didn't forget you were tame, but you forgot what you were eating or where you are in the Mikdash. And then you realize afterwards, again, you'll be chayav for an olav yord. And like I said, the halacha follows Rabbi Yishmael.